Some people say Uganda's revival is still going on.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Revival began in Uganda in the 1920s and continued for decades. Later, under the dictator Idi Amin, thousands of people died. But a remnant of Christians fled into the jungle, lived in caves, and prayed desperately. Today, Idi Amin is dead. And some say Uganda is the most transformed nation on earth. Their legislature will not start until they pray each morning at 8 o'clock. Crime is down 70% in some areas. One bank plays worship music all day. Jeremiah prayed that his people would turn to God to avoid exile. False prophets gave the people false hope that God would never let them suffer. These prophets are telling lies in my name. I did not send them or tell them to speak. They prophesy of visions and revelations they have never seen or heard. They speak foolishness made up in their own lying hearts. Despite the words of these lying prophets, Jeremiah begged God to spare his people, but the people refused to turn to God. So God declared that judgment would surely come. Today, God invites all of us to acknowledge His sovereignty, His right to rule our lives, to turn from ungodly living and accept His Son as our Savior. If we do as they did in Uganda, we may see less crime and more of God's blessings.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com